Rory, to start things off, I have to ask you a very, very honest question. Has Ronan Boyce been lying about what position he's been playing?
I think that's six for the season now. I wasn't overly surprised that he got the winning goal because, I don't know, he just has that knack. Remember Danny Lafferty back in 2011, I think it was, or when did he go? Just before he left to go to England.
2012,
aye. He scored a lot of goals and he had that knack of finding space in the box and running. Ronan Boyce, and he's a winner, he's got a big heart, and I wasn't surprised that he was the one that came up with the goods in the end.
But quality of all the goals in this game, including Joe Thomas, is that a free kick method that's used up quite a lot in training, or practising training?
I'm not going to claim that at all, no. Joe's got a great strike from distance, and he obviously fancied it, and that was a brilliant strike, and it gave us a good start in the game, but the most disappointing thing for us was we started the first 10 minutes really well. And our goal kind of set us back, strangely enough, and we were hanging on a wee bit, and we conceded just before half-time, and deservedly so. They finished the first half better than we did, and we got in at one each and regrouped and went again.
It did change the team talk. The goal at the near post from Johnny Kenny, he was quite threatening throughout the game. His movement in particular was astounding.
He's a brilliant young player, and they have a good player on their hands, and Owen stood up to the challenge well, as did Kieran and Ronan, but I thought second half we got stronger and stronger and stronger as the half wore on, and I felt like if anyone was going to win it was going to be us.
Certainly showing strength and depth as well in the squad since you've come in too, because we're seeing the likes of Evan McLaughlin starting quite a lot, Bastian Heary's getting introduced quite a lot as well into the games. Do you finally think you have enough numbers there to rotate and add to back and help support everyone throughout the panel?
I think we can add quality in a lot of positions, and if someone misses out, you see tonight James Akintunde and Cameron McJanet weren't available, and we dealt with it, as Owen Toll and Junior a few weeks ago, and we dealt with it and won the game. So I think that's a good sign that we do have numbers and quality at that, and I have a really good group of lads here, and they fight for each other, and I think that was evident tonight.
We regroup again and we go towards the FAI Cup second round game now against Finn Harps. They're in great form, you're in great form. It's definitely going to be a juicy game.
It should be a good one, right? Was at their game last night. Very, very good, actually. Very good, and possibly could have won by more, but it'll be a mouth-watering clash, and we're looking forward to it.
And just to look at the table finally, Rory, now you're 1 point behind Sligo Rovers. As now you took over as manager, you're probably looking at this as a game-by-game approach. It should be at least very happy with how the team has responded to your methods and how you have taken every game.
But we still look at it game-by-game, and that's the way we do it here, and it won't change. We've done well of late, and hopefully that continues.
Thank you, Ryan.